Imagine playing Monopoly, where one player starts with $5,000 while everyone else begins with just $500. The outcome is virtually guaranteed. This rigged game perfectly illustrates what sociologist Daniel Rigney calls the Matthew effect, named after the biblical verse where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. This powerful social principle explains why initial advantages, however small, tend to compound dramatically over time, creating widening gaps between the haves and have-nots across nearly every domain of human life. The Matthew effect operates through two mechanisms. In absolute Matthew effects, the advantaged gain while the disadvantaged actually lose ground, like when a corporate giant drives smaller competitors into bankruptcy. In relative Matthew effects, everyone may improve, but the advantaged improve faster, like compound interest, growing a $1,000 investment to $2,594 over 10 years, while a $100 investment reaches only $259. Though both grew by the same percentage, the absolute gap expanded from $900 to $2,335. This snowball effect explains why success breeds success. Popularity creates more popularity, and wealth generates more wealth, unless deliberately counteracted. Matthew effects operate through feedback loops that transform small initial differences into massive gaps over time. Elite universities attract top faculty and funding, which draws more talent, creating self-reinforcing cycles where advantage compounds while less prestigious institutions struggle. These feedback mechanisms permeate society. Microsoft's early MS-DOS success funded Windows development, creating a platform for bundling products in a positive loop that generated enormous wealth. Increasing returns explain how products become more valuable with wider adoption. Google search algorithms improve with each query, progressively outperforming competitors. These cycles create persistent intergenerational consequences. Children born into advantaged families inherit not just financial resources, but also educational opportunities, social connections, and cultural knowledge, positioning them for success. These interlocking systems function like invisible escalators, effortlessly carrying some upward while others struggle against downward currents. Nothing shapes our life trajectory more profoundly than the circumstances of our birth. Being born into wealth creates advantages that compound throughout life. This birth lottery represents the most fundamental Matthew effect. Some begin with abundant opportunities, while others start with minimal resources and significant barriers. Children from high-income families are 6 times more likely to be credible candidates for selective colleges than those from poor families. In reading development, researchers observe strong Matthew effects, where good early readers develop rapidly, while poor readers fall increasingly behind. The word rich get richer, while the word poor get poorer. These initial disparities cascade through life. Property tax-based school funding creates cycles where wealthy districts fund better schools, enhancing property values and expanding the tax base for even better education, while disadvantaged districts remain trapped in downward spirals. Those who fall behind early often stay permanently disadvantaged, as each educational stage builds upon previous foundations. What appears as meritocracy often simply reflects the compounding of initial advantages distributed through no merit of our own. The Matthew effect operates powerfully in political systems, where economic advantage converts to political influence and vice versa. Wealth enables strategic campaign contributions and media influence, while political power facilitates favorable legislation, creating a cycle of cumulative advantage. This manifests in strong incumbency advantages. Since 1964, 93% of House and 81% of Senate incumbents have won re-election. Incumbents enjoy name recognition and fundraising connections that attract over 4 times more donations than challengers. The bandwagon effect further amplifies these advantages. Momentum attracts more voters and donors, creating self-fulfilling prophecies of success. Our justice system shows similar patterns. Those with resources afford superior legal representation unavailable to ordinary citizens. White-collar crimes receive more lenient prosecution than street crimes committed by the disadvantaged. For identical criminal behavior, the poor face higher rates of arrest, conviction, and longer sentences. Prison becomes a gateway to downward spirals. Ex-convicts return to society stigmatized, with diminished employability. Many return to prison, perpetuating cycles where disadvantage compounds across multiple domains of social life. Beyond financial resources, inequality operates through cultural capital, knowledge, skills, and aesthetic tastes inherited across generations. Children from educated families develop vocabulary, mannerisms, and cultural references that signal belonging in elite spaces. These children learn the unwritten rules of academic success, how to interact with teachers, navigate bureaucracies, and present themselves effectively. By age 3, children from professional families possess vocabularies twice as large as those from welfare families, establishing foundations for divergent educational paths. Social capital, networks providing access to opportunities, further amplifies these advantages. Elite university connections facilitate access to prestigious internships, job referrals, and mentorship unavailable to equally talented individuals without such connections. From 1988 to 2008, nearly every major presidential candidate graduated from Harvard or Yale, demonstrating how elite networks channel individuals toward positions of influence. These forms of capital, economic, cultural, social, and symbolic, are intertwined and mutually reinforcing, creating comprehensive systems of advantage that perpetuate inequality across multiple dimensions of social life. Are Matthew effects inevitable natural laws or alterable social constructions? While these self-reinforcing cycles operate powerfully, several forces can limit or reverse them. Mathematical constraints naturally limit endless growth. Regression toward the mean pulls extreme performances back toward average. Ceiling and floor effects create boundaries that allow developing countries to catch up in technology adoption. Competition both amplifies and counteracts Matthew effects. Without regulation, dominant firms crush competitors. But with proper rules, upstarts can topple giants. As Joseph Schumpeter noted, capitalism creates creative destruction where no firm's success is permanent. Early leaders often pay the penalty of taking the lead as competitors learn from their mistakes without bearing development costs. Egalitarian social movements have successfully challenged accumulated privilege, from abolitionism to civil rights, especially when institutionalizing gains through government action. Progressive taxation, public education, affirmative action, and anti-poverty programs have narrowed gaps between advantaged and disadvantaged groups, demonstrating that Matthew effects can be moderated through deliberate collective action. Understanding the Matthew effect transforms our view of success. What appears as meritocracy often reflects the compounding of initial advantages distributed through no merit of our own. The most privileged benefit from these compounding advantages, not primarily from hard work. This recognition demands we reconsider fairness and opportunity. If extreme inequality produces differential advantages not bound up with demonstrated differences in capacity, how can we justify systems perpetuating such disparities? When children's futures depend more on birth circumstances than talents, can we truly claim to value equal opportunity? The challenge isn't eliminating all inequality. Some differences may be inevitable or beneficial, but preventing extreme disparities that undermine human potential and social cohesion. Understanding Matthew effects allows us to design interventions that interrupt these self-reinforcing cycles. History shows unexpected resistance to inequality through social movements and policy innovations. Awareness of Matthew effects can elevate public discourse as we confront today's vast inequalities. The question isn't whether Matthew effects exist, but whether we have the wisdom to moderate their most damaging consequences.